Today, we remember the Kenyan writer Binyavanga Wanena. He died last night, 48. Wanena taught journalists and writers in the West how to think differently about Africa, not just a place of military coups and famine and dead elephants being harvested for their tusks. It's a nuanced place. And, you know, even myself, I spent 6 years in Africa, and reading some of his essays, I realized I was falling into some of the same traps. In 2005, Wanena wrote maybe his most famous essay, a mock tip sheet for Western journalists called How to Write About Africa.
Always use the word Africa or darkness or safari in your title. Never have a picture of a well-adjusted African on the cover of your book or in it, unless that African has won the Nobel Prize. Never, ever say anything negative about an elephant or a gorilla. Elephants may attack people's property, destroy their crops, even kill them. Always take the side of the elephant.
Wanena also wrote a beautiful memoir in 2011 called One Day I Will Write About This Place. He transported you to Kenya in the 1970s. Two, three kids playing soccer.
I stand still between the metal poles we use as a makeshift goal mouth, watching Siru and Jim play. Random sounds fall into my ears. Cars, birds, black mamba bicycle bells, distant children, dogs, crows, and afternoon radio music. Congo Ramba. People outside our compound are talking in languages I know the sounds of, but do not understand or speak. Luya, Gikuyu.
Yeah, I can feel it. 4 years after Wanena wrote that book, he did something extraordinary. He released what he called a lost chapter from that memoir. He imagines a conversation with his dying mother, where he tells her he's gay. With that essay, he became one of the first high-profile Kenyans to come out. I spoke with him shortly after that.
That piece was written at a moment when I wanted to throw myself in a place of love, when very dangerous things seemed to be looming for gays and lesbians in Uganda, but in particular in Nigeria, a country I love and visit a lot.
Now, in this essay, you imagine coming out to your mother as she lays dying, and that actually never happened, right? Did you ever have a chance to speak to your mother about your sexuality?
No. And I didn't get a chance really to see my mom in the last years of her life. You never really prepare to lose your mom. You always think that they're sort of, you know, eternal.
And the essay, was that kind of what you wanted to say to her?
Yes, that was what I wanted to say to her. I guess if you lose parents and you're always having these conversations with them.
What do you think she would make of your announcement that you are gay?
She'd be in the sitting room, I think, in the living room, watching TV. My dad would be coming back from golf, waiting for supper. She'd be like, oh, Kenneth. And then she'd go and pray, and she'd probably call her pastor. And when my dad comes, she'd look at him, his face would go stony. My mom usually, when she was angry with me, would be quiet. So I'd kind of wait a couple of days before I called her, and she'd say something like, sit down.
Do you think she would be proud?
I think she would have to come to a journey to being proud. My mother never asked me if I had a girlfriend, right? But she never encouraged me to have a boyfriend. You see what I'm saying?
Mm.
So there's something that she knew, and, you know, in that innate way mothers know, and there's something that she was always fiercely protecting me from. And so that question never arose, ever. You're left imagining, yeah?
Less than a year after our conversation, Wanena had a stroke. And a year after that, he announced that he was HIV positive. So now Kenya is at this moment where the Supreme Court, this Friday, is poised to make a decision on whether or not to legalize gay sex. Binyavanga Wanena was one key player who paved the way for that. And I can't help wondering and thinking how much more he could have accomplished and changed for Kenya if he had lived longer. By the way, earlier we heard Ivano Jeremiah reading from the audiobook version of One Day I Will Write About This Place.